This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, The Swing of Death, The Beatles, and Chick Hates Everything. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Bob and Tom Records presents Tom Griswold like you've never heard him before. Tom Griswold is the godfather of grunts.
Yeah. But that new breed
thing. Oh yeah.
Nobody keeps the rocket rhythms like Tom Griswold. He rocks. He rolls. He grunts.
Oh yeah!
I need your headphones for this one.
Uh-huh.
Slap on your cans and dig on some
stereo,
cum.
Yeah, baby. Stereo. Kind of freshens up the sound.
Yeah, it does.
Get a Tom Griswold new compilation. Now that's what I call Just call 1, 2, 3, 4
Can I count it off?
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
The world continues to spin in its odd way this year. With Ace, Chick, Josh, and Mrs. Tom in the big room. In the ancillary suites, we have Willie G, Christy Lee, and Patty G. Before we get to a request for Pat to sing his new song, we have a very, very odd request. Josh, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a sort of a brief period of time in which whenever you'd go to one of those great outdoor shows, there'd be a bungee outfit out front.
Oh, yeah.
And as you were walking in, someone would go, hey, and you could do bungee jumping right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Or the swing of death,
which was the thing where there's a crane that lifts you up and then another one pulls you back and they drop you and you go flying. And that came and went pretty quick.
Yeah, I think there were some issues.
I'm guessing there might have been a couple of them that didn't go well.
Right. Hard to ensure that.
Yeah, could be. But so we were helping to promote one of those one morning. So we went out to the big concert venue, and someone else from the staff was supposed to get in the swing of death.
Yeah.
There was an issue, and I believe that's – weren't we marrying somebody that day?
Oh, that was a bad day. Could we not talk about that part?
There was a wedding and a subsequent lawsuit. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
But they did have the swing of death. Now, and the way that one works is they strap you and you're sort of lying face down.
In a harness, yeah.
They put you in this harness, and then they pull you backward.
Yep.
And you're way up high, and then they let you go and you go swinging. Well, the person that was supposed to do it, I still don't know who
was it?
Whoever it was didn't show up.
Okay.
And so we've got the...
I thought you were supposed to do it all along.
No. And then at the last minute, I had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was not interested in doing it.
Yeah, it's scary.
And we have the audio of... this is real. This is the actual audio of me doing this by request. Thank you very much. As we continue our trucker requests. this is from a short-haul truck driver. He goes, can I hear Tom screaming? It's hilarious. Okay, here you go, sir. This is it.
Oh, my God!
Oh, this is great.
Want to hear it again? Here we go.
Oh, my God!
Oh, this is great.
See, because you... When they first drop you, it looks like you're dropping straight to the
exactly. Oh. It sure does.
And your brain's going, the harness is falling off.
Right, because you
and
don't
then you
feel...
swing back up, and there's that little moment where you're sort of still.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I go. This is great.
Yeah.
And then it continues with
scary
with the streaming. Well, thank you for a great request. Thank you, truckers. And now we.
The last time you ever did that, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the last time I did that. They now have a permanent installation of that at a number of. High quality amusement parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have they taken death out of the name?
Well, yeah, I think that's probably a bad idea.
I think one
of them had an issue this week. So they may have put it back in.
Goody. Well played, clarifying. Tom. Yeah. Good job. Okay. All right.
I sent the story. Yeah.
Playing the request.
Maybe someone had a little joke with you. Maybe that's why they requested it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what's
hey, I'm in it.
What's cooking in the newsroom?
Palate cleanser.
Cook.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, what's going on, Christy?
The Beatles will publish a book that gives exhausting detail on what happened during the 1969 Let It Be recording sessions.
You gotta be kidding me.
No. The Beatles' Get Back will be a companion book to Peter Jackson's documentary film by the same name. It will consist of the Beatles' own words based on transcribed conversations from 120 hours of recordings made during those sessions, as well as never-before-published photos, mainly by Linda McCartney.
You can buy
this book starting August 31st, 2021. Chick, I have already signed you up for pre-sale.
I want all the copies they have.
They're plugging this 10 months in advance?
Of course.
Wow, that's incredible.
Well, the movie's coming out.
Be honest, are either one of you idiots excited about this?
Yes.
You and Godwin?
Sure, there's some interesting stuff.
Maybe a little.
Uh-huh.
Sadly, we're approaching the 40th anniversary of the murder of John Lennon. Very sad.
That's in December. We don't need to talk about that now.
Well, you didn't think we covered it enough with the swing of death and somebody...
Nice Josh.
Hey, by the way, if you didn't that bum me out, how about that Josh?
How about that Lennon
Josh?
I'm glad they're going with Linda McCartney's photos, though.
Yeah?
If you see some of those photos that Heather Mills took, they're all slanted to one side.
There you go. Nice solid joke for
her middle name
Heather mocking Mills. Her for having a disability with one leg.
Her middle name's Eileen, right?
I think so.
That goes without saying, yeah.
Today's National Cheeseburger Day. We're going to mesh cheeseburgers and robots together.
Cheeseburgers and robots?
What? This is a
burger shop in Seoul, South Korea has been using artificially intelligent robots.
Wait a minute.
To serve food to patrons.
When I hear the word robot, I see a face and some sort of a voice.
We've been tricked before.
But when they say robot, they mean there's this mechanical arm that flips over the patties.
Nope.
I don't want to hear
about it.
This
is different. Customers order by clicking menu items on a kiosk touch screen and then wait for a serving robot to bring their takeout bag to the pickup spot.
Nope.
The place is called No Brand Burgers. Their human manager, Mr. Bae Eun-young, explained that the customer's order is automatically sent to the kitchen where an automated cooking machine kicks in and heats the buns and patties.
Is that right?
Human staff members add toppings to the cooked ingredients before wrapping them up and passing them over to a robot that motors on over to the customer.
Here is your hamburger.
I heard that all the time.
Would you like ketchup? Ketchup.
Karen walks up.
Can I speak to your programmer?
What did you hear about this place?
Oh, I just heard that all the robot servers actually want to be the robot actors in movies.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the robot restaurant in L.A.
I have a script.
Someone has a dream.
Hey, when you get a chance, can you?
It's Terminator meets Good Burger.
I think I made our robot mad. Our robot's angry with me.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah?
He's spitting my burger. It tastes like WD-40.
I'm trying to find a picture of this, Christy.
It better have a face with two light bulbs for eyes.
Yes, I'm going to check on
that. Like Danger Will Robinson?
And a waitress apron.
That's exactly right. If this is another couple of mechanical arms, I'm
the pink diner waitress dress.
And, yes, I'm calling them and complaining.
And give her a dumpster like Rosie from the Jetsons, you know? Give her a real rear end.
Yeah, I can't. I don't see.
Get that junk in the trunk with the big old dump. Oh, sorry, Tom.
Junk in the trunk
with a big old
dump. That's what you came up with?
That's right. That's that's the Butt Buddies.
That's your motto?
That's our live for
what is it again?
Junk in the trunk with a big old dump.
Like it.
That's what it says on the pins.
Here they are. No, they're okay.
We're going to be mad.
You're going to be so mad.
Here we go. Yep, it's some stupid arm.
No, they look like God, how do I describe this?
Wally?
They're tall and thin, taller and thin, about 3 feet tall, and they have three different trays,
but no face.
The bags are on the tray, and then it wheels out to you.
So no face.
So there's no
head.
Face. Ah. There's a video screen, so maybe the face comes up on the video screen. I don't know.
Crap.
Here, I'll put this up on
screen. Oh, yeah.
Do you see it?
Yeah, it looks like this looks like those things that deliver library books.
Library.
It's got shelves on it, and
the thing they use in the Americans.
I just tweeted at Chick.
Or like
you
a big fireplace. They don't have faces.
Man,
do we know if the burgers at this place are good? Have we seen the reviews yet?
Yeah, let's get to the important part.
Well, no, that's true. I think because if this place served good, a robot burger place doesn't speak to me. But if I went there once and the burger was even halfway decent, I'd probably go there a few times a week.
There you go.
Well.
Now, we have other robot news.
Yeah?
A study jointly funded by the European Union and Japanese government suggests robots programmed with the ability to carry on conversations could possibly impact the mental health of seniors in assisted living facilities.
Well,
they could be
sad.
Their little buddies.
Boy, oh boy.
Well.
Remember that movie?
Robot and Frank?
With Frank Langella.
Great movie.
Great little
Never
movie.
Heard of it. Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah, Frank Langella plays a life... a retired burglar, right?
Yeah.
And it's got a couple of things going on at the same time, but
really got a great plot and
movie.
I'm trying to remember where the robot was.
A couple tricks. It's real good.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Chrissy, so this is legit?
Yes.
So older folks, they just sit there and they talk to a robot all day?
You know, it's a companion. They talk to dogs, the dog can't talk back.
But this robot can, huh?
Yeah, so you could actually talk to somebody.
So, tell me about your day.
Josh, would you like to play bingo for the fifth time this hour?
Next.
Why not?
Next.
Josh, your glasses are on your face.
You know, I like my robot, but I'd never let one marry my daughter.
Josh, your meds are all in the kitchen. Stop asking me about your wife. She's been dead for 17 years.
I think I'm... God, I miss her.
Josh, I told you there's no fleshlight attachment.
Well, then what have I been humping?
What have I been humping?
I often ask myself.
You've had that erection for 4 hours. Please put it away.
Boy, Tom committed to this.
Yeah, he is.
Robot Tom.
No, it's sad.
It really hit me.
I don't think it's sad. I think it's sadder that people don't have anyone to talk to. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
Poor God.
Pat, the one that you talked to, she isn't really a robot.
No,
she's more of a doll.
I'm sure that people don't talk to you, Pat, because of the pandemic, right?
I'm sure that's it.
Did you see Pat going home and then grabbing a brush and brushing his real doll's hair? Oh, sweetie, work today was fun.
That new song killed.
Yeah, it did.
We did it. Chick, yes. We did it. Chick, three times.
Oh, sorry,
he and kept then, sneering at me. I could feel it.
Pat and the Real Girl.
Do you want me to play your favorite song again, honey? I've been working on the chord changes.
Do we have today in history? It's that time.
Is it really?
I thought we'd hear Pat's song again.
Oh. Time out. You have a
Pat's robot song. Nobody speaks binary anymore.
If you want to do today in history, I need the intro, please.
Oh. What about you said?
What are we doing?
Here's history. You said...
We'll do Pat's song in a second. Okay. This is not a... Well, there's a couple of sad things today in history.
Turn wheels.
1793, the cornerstone of the Capitol building was laid by the great George Washington.
Oh, he laid it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
He laid it.
He personally did? Or
Mr. President, we're trying to build this thing.
Yeah,
would you mind?
Could you get out of our way?
Oh, yeah.
Better than Martha, I'll tell you that.
I love this show today, by the way.
I'm the father of the country. Get out of my way.
Mention the wooden teeth, I'll kick you out. Oh, yeah. Adams Family premiered in 1964 on ABC.
Quality
you didn't like the Adams Family?
It's a great,
no.
It's a great show.
God, I love that show.
It was barely
Morticia
a cartoon.
Adams. Oh.
I liked it too.
I loved it.
Didn't last long.
Well, see, they're not real people.
Well, it and the Munsters,
they came out at the same time.
Yeah, and they sort of canceled each other out.
Yeah. I loved the Addams. Pretty I loved iconic. The movies later. I loved them.
Pretty iconic snaps in the Addams Family.
Oh, it's a great
theme. I would say
it's
that rivals
song.
The Friends.
Like Monster.
Claps.
Great theme song, yeah.
What was that called? MonsterCom or something, you think? Or?
MonsterCom.
Yeah, the Addams Family and the Munsters.
No, it was
situation
just a sitcom.
Scare
we're trying to be cute. You know what? You're working too hard.
Yeah, work less.
Wait a minute, what's going on here?
Work less.
I like what you're saying. write that up for me.
Television history, I Dream of Jeannie premieres on NBC on this date in
65. Another, how many Emmys did that win? Wow.
Didn't like
what
that
a bunch
one
of,
either?
What a bunch of junk.
Very weird show.
End.
Would you have gone with... Genie or the Bewitched?
Bewitched.
Objectification.
I'm with you. Bewitched.
Oh, yeah.
I think, isn't it that I Dream of Genie is a little bit more misogynistic than Bewitched because they kept her in a bottle on I Dream of Genie?
Yeah, dream.
She never got out of that weird genie bikini.
Right, yeah.
Because they knew that guys wanted to watch that.
Sure.
Of course, yeah. Barbara Eden.
Master all the time.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's getting more and more uncomfortable. Let's move on.
You're the one who brought it up, you giant walking
I want to see if any of you remember this. We talked about this not too long ago.
Giant.
This inventor came up with this, and it was released on this date in 1971.
This better be
his
good.
Name, Momofuku Ando.
Pac-Man.
No. Came up with this invention.
Atari. Steel drum.
It's in the realm of food.
Chopstick. Oh. No. Ramen noodles.
The cup noodle.
Oh, jeez, Josh.
Ramofuku Andu.
Josh was way closest.
Cup-o noodles.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a huge deal. And did you ever have that?
Yeah.
It's like
we're on a national radio show.
You ever had a cup of noodles?
And we're taking questions in the room. You ever have a cup of noodles? Is that what you just said?
The official
is that
cup.
What's going on?
No, right hand,
the
yes.
Official cup noodle as designed by Mr. Momofuku.
The key is in the packaging, you know, Tom.
The key is in the year's supply of sodium. In
yeah,
each
exactly.
Cup.
Yeah, you've never had them. You don't have. You can't comment.
Mamu told me not to fuku.
Fuku
me.
What?
Ace, maybe you'll get this one. 1983. What did Kiss do on this date in 1983 on MTV?
Took off the makeup.
They took off the makeup.
Continue to bilk teens all over the country out of millions of dollars.
Why did they decide to do that?
I thought it was
attention?
Because of the video age.
Oh.
Well, it seems to me like their videos would have been more successful if they kept the makeup on.
Well, they had a couple hits.
A vague, unsatisfying answer.
Chick will sing Lick It Up.
Yeah, Lick It Up.
Lick It Up.
Wow, you got that. That's the McGee Range right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they talking about?
You can tell Chick's a fan, huh? Hates them.
God. You hate everything about everything we've talked about this segment.
Yep, including whoever's talking. Go ahead.
Oh, what a sour puss.
Go ahead.
Again, chick's on fire.
You're working too hard, man. You gotta just chill.
Should I slow down?
Yeah.
Miss Nancy, your thoughts?
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.